Good morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. You can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there concerning our church. This morning I'd like to speak on the subject, the wind of God. Taking my text from the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. The Bible said, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided." The purpose of this message is to show the power of God in protecting His children. As you notice here in this text in Exodus chapter 14, Israel has just left the land of Egypt. They have escaped Egypt after God plagued that land with 10 grievous plagues. The last plague, of course, was when the firstborn of all of those that were not covered by the blood of the Lamb died. And then Pharaoh said to Israel, "All of you people, get out of here." And so they left. And the Bible states in the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 2, notice this passage very carefully. "Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea." What's that talking about? Notice that Israel has left the land of Egypt. They are following the commands of God. They are following the cloud that is leading them, which is representative of God. And they are obeying everything that God told them to do. The Bible said there in Exodus chapter 14, verse 2, that the Israelites were to turn and go down toward the Red Sea, and there they were to encamp before that sea. Notice this fact, that whenever you obey the clear commands of God, oftentimes God puts you in a place that you must trust Him. The situations and circumstances of life are so that you must learn to trust the Almighty God. God will always deliver. And of course, as you know the story here, that the Israelites did obey God. They went down by the Red Sea, and there they encamped. But we also know that the Egyptian army was following them very closely. Now the Israelites got down by the Red Sea, and there they stopped and they looked at that Red Sea. And what I'd like for you to do right now is to take out of your mind all of those pictures you've ever seen. Take out of your mind all of the movies you've ever watched concerning this Red Sea crossing, and know this is absolutely so. How many Israelites were down by the Red Sea? The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 12 and verse 37, "And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children." We find here that there's about 600,000 men. That's not counting their wives. That's not counting their children. That's not counting their flocks and their herds. If every one of these 600,000 men had one wife, that's 1,200,000. If each one of these couples had one child, that's 600,000 children. That's a total of 1,800,000 people altogether. I would imagine that some of them had more than one child. I think an estimate of 2 million Israelites that left the land of Egypt is conservative. Not counting the flocks and herds that they have. Think of this. If every family had 3 animals, we're talking about 1,800,000 animals. We're talking about a total here of about 4 million people and animals combined. That's camped down by the Red Sea. That's a vast multitude of people. But let me tell you, there's nothing too big for God to handle. God can not only take care of the mass, God can not only take care of the multitude, God can also take care of the individual. Notice this also, that the Israelites were here in a bad situation. They were facing the Red Sea on the one hand. On both sides of them was mountain ranges where they could not go to the left or to the right. They could not go ahead because of the Red Sea that was there, and they could not go behind them because the Egyptian army was there. And they were in a great stress and a great problem. Let me ask you this question. How big is the Red Sea? I know that I have read booklets concerning the fact that some folks believe that the Red Sea is so shallow that the Israelites could walk across. I think it's a miracle that the Egyptian army was drowned in that same Red Sea that the Israelites could walk across on. The fact is that the Dead Sea here is no small creek. It is not a river, it is a sea. Understand, it is a sea. It is not a creek. It is not a river. It is a sea. Archaeologists have discovered this fact concerning the Red Sea when the Israelites crossed it, that it was about 2 or 3 leagues across. Now, how long is a league? A league is a unit of measure being about 3 statute miles. Therefore, the Red Sea, at the point where the Israelites were going to cross, was about 6 to 9 miles across. And how deep was it? Just think a minute, and you'll know for sure that the Red Sea was more than ankle deep. It was 6 to 9 miles wide. No wonder the Israelites were in a great stress. How could they get across such a vast expanse of water? But let me tell you, God has already begun to intervene on their behalf. Just as when you and I come to the place of realizing that we are in danger, God is already intervening on our behalf. How can I say that? Because the cloud that had led the Israelites to the Red Sea had moved and had placed itself behind them. Notice this, that now the cloud had turned into the pillar of fire because it was night. And the fire, the light from the fire, gave light unto the Israelites because it was behind them, but it blinded the Egyptians because it was in front of them. You see, God intervenes for us in cases where we do not even realize that He's taking care of us. God said to Moses, I want you to stretch out your hand over the Red Sea, and I'm going to make a way to escape. Sometimes, you see, when temptations come upon us, there is a way to escape that we do not see until we ask God for it. Moses stretched out his hand over the Red Sea. The Bible said, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. My question is this. How strong a wind would it take to divide a sea 6 to 9 miles wide? Think of that. How strong a wind would it take? How many miles per hour would that wind have to blow? And oftentimes in our minds, we think, wow, it's got to be blowing 500 or 600 or 700 or 800 miles per hour. But listen, folks, I know that it's a strong east wind, but the fact is not just the strength of the wind, but it's the strength of the God that's behind the wind. It is God that moved the waters. It is God that caused the wind to blow. But notice, as the Israelites were crossing over, they had to get down in the valley produced by the strong wind. And so it is that sometimes in our lives we must go through some troublesome times. But let me tell you, God is always there. But notice this. The wind that was blowing that held the water back from the Israelites did not blow the Israelites away as they went through the valley of the trial. What a marvelous thing it is to think about the power of God as He deals with us in everyday life. God is the creator of this world. He is the He is the one that has made us all. He is the one that controls every fact and every circumstance in this entire world. God knows about it every bit. And God is able to use one circumstance on one person one way and exactly the same circumstance on another person another way. God is able to do all of that. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 22 that the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry land, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Bible said in verse 29 that they walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. My, what a marvelous thing that is to know that God can make a way for His people to escape. Just like this, Jesus Christ is the one that has made the way for us to escape the flames of an eternal hell. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are redeemed from our sinfulness and our wickedness. It is through the grace and the mercy of Almighty God, simply because God is able to do things that nobody else can do. Another question I should ask right here, how wide was the crossing? Understand this fact, that the camping area of the Israelite army was approximately 10 by 50 miles. That's 10 miles wide and approximately 50 miles long. There are, after all, 2 million Israelites at a minimum. There are, after all of these flocks and herds, and how many there are, we do not know. But we're talking here at least 4 million people and animals, at least. And so the camping area of the Israelites is about 10 miles by 50 miles long. That is a great big place. Well, how wide is the opening in the Red Sea that the Israelites will cross over? It has been estimated that this opening is at least 30 miles wide in order for the Israelites to cross over in one night. And when the Israelites cross over that night, they come to the dry land on the other side of the sea, of the Red Sea. And they turn, and you know what they see is the Egyptian army following them. But let me tell you, God also sees the Egyptian army. Notice what the Bible said in Exodus chapter 14, verse 24 and verse 25. The Bible said, "It came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drive them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." Notice that the Egyptians also got in the same opening that the Israelites were in. But while the Israelites were safe, the Egyptians were destroyed. We're talking about the divine wind of God. Isn't it good that God is able to protect His people and give them refuge from the sins, from the wickedness, from the troubles and trials of this evil world? Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing.